four different people who occupied the throne, the imperial throne of Rome. And in the midst of this chaos and instability, it became obvious that a strong hand was needed. The Roman Senate turned to Vespasian, who was the leading general of Rome, and Vespasian ruthlessly disposed of his competitors by refusing to allow any of the grain ships from Syria, Egypt, and North Africa to sail to Rome, thereby starving Rome itself and starving Rome into submission. And because of that act, the Senate recognized that was the man they were looking for. He was ruthless enough to meet their tastes, and they sent him a messenger that he was elected the emperor of Rome. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, through the hand of God, naturally, beat the messenger there by a few hours. And he informed Vespasian that he was elected the emperor of Rome. Vespasian originally planned to execute Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but when the messenger arrived that he was elected the emperor of Rome, the custom in the ancient world was that the bearer of good tidings was rewarded, the bearer of evil tidings was punished. And therefore, in his elation over the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had been the one that told him that he was elected the emperor, he rewarded him by granting him three wishes. Now, we have two conflicting versions as to what the original three wishes were. The Babylonian Talmud tells us that the Jewish rabbi asked the Roman emperor for that the family of Ram Shimon ben Gamliel, the family of Hillel, be spared, because the Roman custom was when countries were conquered that the royal family or the leading families were taken to Rome and executed. So he asked that he spare the family of the Nossi. The second wish was, it's very interesting to see what he asked of him. The second wish was regarding the great rabbi, Rabbi Tzadok, who was one of the famous holy men of the era, and who was aware of the coming of the destruction of the temple, and according to the Talmud, fasted on a regular basis for 40 years. And because of that, naturally, he was very ill. He suffered from physical illnesses, and so he asked for medical attention for Rabbi Tzadok, that the Romans would provide the necessary medical attention. And then the third wish was the famous statement, Tein li yavne v'chachomeho. Let me have the academy, the yeshiva at Yavne, and its wise men. Spare the Talmidei Chachomim. We will move the Sanhedrin, we'll move the yeshivas out of Yerushalayim, and we'll move to Yavne, and we will not mix in any political or military matters. Those are the three wishes according to the Bavli. The question arises, why didn't he ask for something grander? Why didn't he ask that the temple be spared, or that Jerusalem be spared? So the Bavli is of the opinion that he knew in advance that such a wish would not be granted, because that would destroy the whole purpose of the campaign of Vespasian, and he knew it was not within his nature to grant such a wish, and therefore he didn't want to waste it. The Yerushalmi seems to indicate, the Jerusalem Talmud seems to indicate, that he did ask him and he was refused. He asked him to spare Jerusalem, to spare the temple, and that the Roman refused it, but granted him three other wishes.